This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Skies are blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be happy to answer any of your gardening questions that you have. Indoor plants, outdoor plants, you know, what to do for this year, where we can go, etc. So, a lot to think about. A lot of those things we can help you be successful with this year, or at least help try to be successful. Now, you know, this warm weather has kind of gotten some of us ready to do a few things and say, all right, I want to get ready for the spring, and what can we be doing? We'll talk about that this hour. We'll talk about a few things you can be doing indoors. Is there anything outdoors you can be doing, etc.? So we'll see what we can do there. In the meantime, we do have a call on the line, so we want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Scott is in Connecticut.
Scott, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Since I heard that you're in New England, I was just curious. Is it pretty uncommon to have herbicides in the hay that are, you know, that's fed to the cattle around here?
It shouldn't be common a lot of times because it is fed to animals, fed and raised. A lot of times it'll be chemical free because they're trying to, they're raising it for that. A lot of times, like you look at like salt marsh hay, is natural. It's not sprayed. So I would say a lot of it should be safe without pesticides being used or herbicides being used. But then again, you know, there could be some runoff. There could be a number of things that could happen. For instance, like say you were to look at sod, you know, growing sod. A lot of companies that grow sod don't use any chemicals on it. So you might actually see one or two grubs on a piece of sod because they haven't sprayed for it. I want to say it's about the same thing there because it is grown for, you know, living pets, not pets, living animals, excuse me. But, you know, that's not saying a neighbor in the area didn't spray when it was windy, didn't, you know, use it a little bit on their area. But a lot of the growers of feed for them won't have it, depending upon what they're putting, you know, in the mix. So I'd have to look at exactly what the mix of feed was to be able to tell you what was used. A lot of them might actually say, if you're getting it in like a bag, it might actually say what was used, if anything. But if you're just getting it natural and they're eating in like a field, a lot of times it is safe.
Gotcha.
All right.
Oh, and can I throw one more question in?
Sure. Go right ahead.
would you advocate doing a mix of lunch, like doing like a partial fast acting and the rest dolomite for say like a brand new garden, you know, where you're just putting in new manure?
So I would say it would depend, to be honest. I would want to know where your pH levels were on the plant, on the soil. You know, if it's neutral, I might not look at going with a fast acting lime. I might just look straight for that dolomite, the 6 month interval. Or if it's really low and you're trying to bring it up, I'd go with just straight the fast acting and use it multiple times. I wouldn't mix them together because you might end up making it too alkaline in the end. Because with fast acting lime, you use it usually 2 to 3 times a year, whereas the slow release lime, you're using it in the spring or the fall. That being said, if you put some slow release down in the fall on the lime, it's not going to hurt you to use the fast acting in the spring. I wouldn't, that it's not going to be a bad thing if you take a look at the soil and you say afterwards you did a soil sample after you already put lime down, knowing, I got to fix something. There's a big fix in there. Say there's a whole point that you need to bring it up. You could have that slow release that you put down early with some fast acting to bring it up. And then when that slow release gets time to actually push out, you're going to be at that neutral state where you want it to be. So if it's been done, it's not a bad thing to mix them, but it's not something I would sit here and say, put one down and then the other. Maybe it's looking at that slow release for just winter because the soil is still, alive or throughout the year. Might just be frozen, but looking at it right now, a lot of the area is not frozen. Maybe putting that longer lasting in the fall and then going with your quick release, fast acting in the spring.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
All right, Scott, thank you so much for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right, bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, one of the things, with this weather, we've been thinking, all right, what can we do? Can we do anything outside? Can we do anything indoors? What can we start getting ready for? Now, I talked about it earlier, but I'll bring it up again. Ground is not frozen, so you can actually still dig. So if you have some bulbs left over, and they're still strong, firm when you grab them, when you, squeeze them, they're not going to be soft and almost like moldy. But if they're firm, you can still plant those, get those in the ground, and you might still have flowers this year. You probably will, going through that dormancy period. So definitely get those in the ground if you have some time today in the next couple days. So that's one thing you could be doing, especially where we are in Zone 6. So you could be looking at that. As far as indoor, you could actually start some of your vegetables and herbs indoor this month. Some of the things to look at, like celery or parsley seed, they take actually 2 to 3 weeks to start to germinate, maybe a little bit more. So we're talking already in February. So you want to get those established before we go outside. You could actually even, on some of them, some of the smaller ones, some of the smaller onions, you can get those, get those started. You actually can use the seedlings for it to get those started there. So that's something pretty cool. You can also do some indoor flowers, some different snapdragons, pansies, dusty millers, etc. Now, for those in Zone 7, so closer to the Cape, closer to the coast, those ones, it's tricky to find out, is it going to snow, is it going to rain? Because the other day, on Wednesday, it was fine on the northern part of New England, but it snowed on the Cape. Usually the opposite. So, what can you do? What can you start indoors? You can start those, some of those same ones, the celery, parsley, leeks, and onions. Towards the end of the month, you can actually get started with some of your cold crops, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, lettuce. You can do that anytime. I'd love to do lettuce at any time. And then you will obviously transplant those when the weather starts to warm up. For some of the flowers, you can start to do some geraniums and coleus at the end of the month, because they do take several months before you can actually bring them outside and transplant them. Again, for your outdoor, if you can actually get out there and dig, which a lot of you can put your bulbs in the ground. So something to look at. Now, some of the warmer areas, I know as we go south here, go down to Virginia, etc., you actually could be having some of the pansies already out there. Have some of your, get some things started, like some of your sunflowers, zinnias, marigolds, cosmos, etc. Get those ready for spring to get out there. So that might be something to think about doing in the warmer temperatures. We're talking more zone 9 and 10 versus 6 and 7 where we are in New England. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have open phone lines, so give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And we're going to take a break here. We'll get back more information for you for your garden to help you be successful. We'll be right back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock, so you got plenty of time to give us a call. We do have open lines to call us so we can answer some of your gardening questions. Now, We were talking what you can be doing indoors and out for plants at this time. Made me kind of think about, you know, starting indoors, what types of plants we can do. And I've talked about this many times. Going to the Burpee website. And one of the main reasons why I like it so much. Obviously, it's well known. There's always been information. Burpee's been one of the top on that. But I like their website for many reasons. One, when you click on one of their plants, one of their vegetables or whichever that you're looking at, it'll give you a lot of information on it. They'll tell you the type, days to maturity, sun liking full part, how big it's going to get. And then my absolute favorite is the growing calendar of when you should start indoors, then when you should transplant outdoors. Again, that, you know, could be tomatoes. Tomatoes, as we've talked the past couple weeks, can be grown in a greenhouse, you know, for almost 3 years or more. They will have some sort of life cycle with that. But starting new ones indoors, you know, I just picked on one new exclusive variety. It's called Bodacious Hybrid, a tomato. And it's actually saying, you know, March 7th to March 21st is when you should start planting it indoors. And then when you get it outdoors, being between May 2nd and May 30th, depending upon where you are. We always, in New England here where I am, I know May 20th is usually about the last, you know, freeze type where we can get a frost. So usually after that, we are well on our way into summer to be getting out there. So that's I like to use. So that's the average in our area. The more north you go, obviously, the later on it is. But there's so much information on this website. It tells you how to sow and plant, how to grow them, where to plant them in the garden, etc. So that's one of the reasons why I highly recommend going to this website, burpee.com. And, you know, if you don't buy the seeds from there, get the information from there. But they have great seed quality, too. Just take a look at it because there's so much information. And the more information you know about certain seeds or about the plant that you're going to be growing, the more successful you can be. You're going to know what it likes, you know, temperature-wise. You're going to know what it likes for sun, for water, and how long it's going to take. And that's one of the most important, you know, days to maturity is very important. Whereas this tomato, this, as like I said, as an example, Bodacious Hybrid, takes 80 to 85 days to be mature, which means producing a lot of those tomatoes that you want. So we're talking almost 3 months. Now, if you were to put that in May, 3 months is, you know, we're almost into, you know, we got June, July, August, almost into September. So something to really think about when it comes to what you're picking. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in Franklin, New Hampshire.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you today?
I've been eating Cheerios since I was a little kid.
Yep.
I'm 72 now. And I'm coming with a complaint.
Okay.
There's a chemical called glyphosate that's in Cheerios, and it's not a good thing to have.
That's definitely something we can talk a little bit about. I don't want to cut you off because it is an important topic, but we're going to a break. So if you want to hang tight with me, we can talk a little bit more on the other side of the break. So just hang tight, and we'll get back to you, Bob, with some more info.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 12 people have been victims of the weather in the nation this weekend so far, including from storms that rolled across the southeast yesterday. 3 people died when a tornado swept through Carrollton, Alabama. This man in a mobile home when the storm came through, but when it was over, he says he saw
trees, houses gone.
The Midwest hit hard by winter weather.
I woke up to a sheet of ice on my driveway.
Puerto Rico still feeling aftershocks from a major earthquake. The USGS says a magnitude 5.9 rattled the island yesterday morning, centered on the southwest coast. The U.S. territory has been feeling scores of aftershocks ever since a destructive 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked the island last Tuesday. That one was said to be the largest on Puerto Rico in over a century. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we started talking with Bob from New Hampshire. He brought up some good information here. He's had Cheerios every day. Every morning, and since he was a kid, now he's 72, and there's a product that's in there that's not so great called glyphosate. Now, I know you wanted to talk about it a little bit, Bob, so what's your thoughts?
I'm not sure what the parts per billion are. It's something like 400 parts per billion, and now I've read that this stuff has got something like 800 parts per billion, and
you know, obviously hindsight is 20/20 when it comes to a product like this. Same thing we used to, you know, with DDT. We used to spray this openly without doing anything, you know, covering yourself or protecting yourself and just spraying into the, you know, on the road with no problem. Obviously, times change with that. And a lot of times with something along these lines with glyphosate, it has happened as well. We're starting to learn more about it and what can happen to it. So, you know, it was brought in as a weed killer originally, but then it's found that genetically modified plants can actually not be killed by this, so it does absorb some of it. You know, some corn plants, some wheat, etc. And that's kind of what has happened. Now, it can be a deadly product to it. But at the same time, I will say part of this is if it's used correctly for what it's supposed to be used for, is safe. I'm not saying, you know, it's 100% safe, but when it's used correctly and done correctly with the proper protection, there's no wind, there's no spray, going elsewhere, it can be done correctly. But my opinion, spraying over some of these plants, you're just spraying a chemical into what we eat. So I hear what you're saying, Bob. It's getting more to it. But talking about it and bringing that information up is the only way we're really going to get it in there to know that it's not the right thing. What are we going to find out next? Is there going to be something else that we can use that we'll find out 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, that's doing some of the same things? I'm not sure. But right now we look at it and know that there is an issue with it when it comes to spraying over crops. So
yeah,
I completely understand what you're saying.
Maybe not. I've been a fairly healthy guy all my life. Outdoors all my life. And I went for a physical. And son of a gun. I've got prostate cancer. And the doctor was kind enough to pass the word about the glyphosate. It's I don't think it's going to do me any good.
Well, you know, and I'm
sure
sorry
to pass the word so that other people won't have the same problems I do.
I am sorry that you're going through this. All the best towards you, to you and your family for getting this taken care of. But I do know that it is not a great product to be using, especially when it comes to things we're eating. So I know what you're saying. It is something to be talked about out there, and get the word out there of what it is. There are lots of different varieties out there of it. So to be talking about it, to let others know what's going on is something really, information is power. And just by talking about it now, we're getting that information out there to help somebody else. So
it certainly is. Just get on your computer and, Google glyphosate and, You'll get a screen full of information.
You definitely will. Yeah, there's hundreds of articles in regards to it, of what it can do. Obviously, depending upon who you talk to, there's going to be multiple different sides. Some are going to say, no, it doesn't cause cancer. Some are going to say, yes. If you were to ask me, I think it has a good part in it. So it's not something that we just put on the back burner and don't talk about. So, Bob, I do appreciate you calling in, bringing up this information. I know it's not easy to be talking about something like this and what it's done to you. I do wish you good luck on all of that, and hopefully they can take care of you and make things better for you.
Like to talk to you in a couple more years.
I hope you do. To be honest with you, I hope it's many years from now that we're talking when you're 82 or, 92. That would be awesome. So good luck, Bob.
Thanks.
I hope to talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Bob brings up a great point. Just talking about these products and what they are, it's really going to help us know more. We do have some calls in line, so we're going to get right to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Maryland's in New Hampshire.
Marilyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, I wanted to bring up a couple of plants about the fellow who called in about his prostate cancer.
Okay.
People have had success with it by using the supplement Uva Ursi.
Okay.
And I heard heard on a health program on the radio recently. It's called Temebo Tea. I don't know how you spell that one.
Yep. I've heard that one as well. I heard it earlier today, I believe.
Oh, okay. How do you spell it? Do you know it?
You got me.
Oh, okay.
I'd have to look it up.
You did hear about it. Yeah.
I did hear about it. Tehebo Tea. You'll actually hear it if you listen to the GCN network, which if you listen to us online, some of those commercials you'll hear.
Yeah.
I've heard it as well.
Well, I heard of a story of a fellow took over Ursi, and he had a cancer the size of a baseball. And he started taking it and went back to the doctor, and they couldn't find a trace of it.
Wow.
Yeah, so that fellow, definitely take the Uva Ursi and check out the Temebo Tea.
Definitely. There's a lot of great information out there now that we didn't have 10, even 5 years ago when it came to different types of cancers.
Yep.
And what you can be doing and what, you know, can help you. And I'm sure, you know, Bob has done a lot of research when it came to glyphosate and, you know, what's happened. I know he can do some research on that. So, Bob, if you're still listening, we're thinking
that.
For you.
I quit the Cheerios a long time ago, and I just do organic oatmeal. That's the way I got around it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you for calling and giving those ideas. It's always great to share with others what can help you be successful.
Right. And the over-ursi also helps people with urinary problems, too, because that's where the prostate is. I mean, it's not just men, it's women, too.
Yeah, no, it's definitely.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Right.
Have a great day.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got a little over an hour left of the show, so we've got plenty of time for you to come in, give us a call. And we do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jenny is in Cape Cod.
Jenny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling about paper whites.
Okay.
I planted them, before Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. So my question is, out of four bulbs, only one produced a flower, and the greens are about 2 feet tall. Is it anything I can do?
So all the bulbs produced leaves, just three did not produce flowers. Okay, so they're still live. It's not. What have you done for them at this point?
Okay,
have you fertilized it all? Have you done anything along those lines?
Actually, I did. Like a 10, 15, 10.
Okay.
You know,
how long ago did you do that?
maybe a week ago.
Okay. I wouldn't fertilize again right now because that 10, 15, 10 was liquid fertilizer, you said?
Yes.
That's going to take a little bit of time to push into it. One of the things that you want to kind of do is, so that one that's blooming, it's going to help push that a little bit. The ones that are green, you might see a little bit more leaf growth before you see some of the flowering. But it'll be good for it to really give it something back. Where are you keeping it as a window or?
In light, but not really, not direct light, but in a lot of light by a window.
Okay. So like a south or a west facing window?
It's south.
Okay. So that'll be good for it.
Southeast, actually, I think.
Okay. If you could move it almost to, like, the southwest where it's going to get more sun would be helpful.
Okay.
How is the watering going on it? How are they planted?
In dirt.
Okay. They're not, like, in the... Because sometimes you'll have them in, like, the white pebbles.
No. In dirt.
Okay.
In the
How deep were
soil.
They? Are they exposed, the plant, the bulb?
Actually, One was exposed, and then I put more potting soil on the others.
Should the one that exposed? Was so the one that was exposed, is that the one that flowered?
Yeah.
So I'd expose them, take some of that soil away from it.
Okay.
Because if you, they like to be right on the surface. They don't want to be covered. So what it's kind of done is it's slowed it down a little bit, almost put it in like a dormancy state, if you will. It's not dormant because it's growing, but it's slowed it down a bit. I'd pull the soil away from them, let them kind of, the bulb itself dry out a little bit versus staying wet, and then water normally, but I think that's really going to do some good stuff for those paper whites by removing that soil.
Okay, awesome. And I can plant them outside, right? When
you can, once it's warm climate, once it starts to pop up. All right?
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Patrick. Have a good day.
You too, Jenny. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Yard days of being picked on are over thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some open phone lines. But we do have somebody on the line now we're going to get to. Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry about that. It's John in Wrentham, Mass.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. What I was calling about was I got a seed catalog, and
okay.
There's something called winterberry. It's a bush.
Yeah.
And I've seen them in other people's yards, and I do like how the they have the red berries. They're still mm-hmm. out there now. And it says you need a male plant and a female plant.
Yes.
My question was, how far away does the male plant, how close does it have to be?
Usually with a pollinator like that, it's about 50 feet. So the male can be around the corner.
Okay.
If you're looking to, or it can be mixed in. It depends on the style of plant, how many it will do it, how many plants it will actually pollinate.
Yeah, it's just five.
Yeah, so it depends on the variety, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And certain winterberry will only be pollinated by other winterberry. So like a winter red is one of the most popular winterberries out there. And that has to be pollinated. The male version would be Apollo or Southern Gentleman. Whereas if you're looking at one that's called Berry Heavy, which has tons of berries by its name, you can only use Jim Dandy.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, if I get them through the mail, I'm thinking, it comes in a package. You get one male, two females.
Okay.
I'm thinking they must be the same variety.
Yeah, they would definitely, they wouldn't sell you something that wouldn't pollinate it. A, that wouldn't be good for business, and B, they want you to be successful, so you'll want to get more of it.
Right.
So again, you know, it depends on the variety, but the ones you're looking at, they can do five. And you can put it around the corner, if you're putting it like in the front of a house or, you know, again, it's like 50 feet. One of the things you can be doing to help if you notice it's not working, you can pollinate yourself. There are, a lot of times you can cut part of the male. The male will have flowers, the female will have flowers. If you feel like it's too far away, you can cut the flowers, get it in like a medicine bottle, right? You know, like a medicine, like the ones with the twist-on caps. Cut a hole in the top of it a little bit, fill that with water, take a cutting of the male, put it in there, and then clip it to the female plants to bring it closer to make pollination easier. If you feel like it's not, you know, doing the best. A lot of times...
I got to bring our flowers? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, it makes it work quicker, if you will. But, you don't have to do this. This is one, if you feel like it's not working the right way, you can actually bring it over to get it a little bit more. A lot of people will look at it when they... Say they move into a house, it has female holly bushes in the front, and it flowers, but they don't have any males, but a neighbor has a male. That's how it's getting pollinated. But something happens to that neighbor's plant, and it, you know, it dies. The male is no longer there. You either plant one, or you find a male that you can take cuttings and bring it to the female to create that pollination. So the ones that you're getting, if you were to purchase them through a catalog, I'm sure they're going to be bare root, maybe, or maybe just a small plant. So you might not be as productive the first couple of years because you want it to grow.
Right.
So, you know, they'll definitely send you one that will be compatible with the females. And again, like I said, you're looking at this one. It says five females per male. Some others can actually do 6 to 10. Female. So it really depends on the variety you're looking at, but I think it's definitely worth it.
Okay, I'm gonna get them in the mail, and I hear the music coming. Could you talk about how to plant them and how to get them like from the mail?
I definitely can. It'll be in the 9 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. I'll give you some more information. I even have a chart here for pollination time, so we'll go over that too. So thanks for calling. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.